he wants to know where David Syme plays, i.e. where he plays at home. Obviously, he's playing in the concert hall in the John Field Room on Friday at 1 o'clock. But he plays in West Cork, lives in West Cork. And you'll see that sign, the chalkboard advertising sign on the road between Castletown Bear and Adrigal. Well, as we enter the third day of the Dublin bus strike, there's no sign of any intervention to resolve the strike, which is affecting thousands of passengers. Joining me on the line is Martin Wall, industry correspondent of the Irish Times. Martin, good morning to you.
Good morning, Miles.
You suggested in the Irish Times this morning that there were tentative moves behind the scenes yesterday, but it appears they didn't come to anything.
No, well, it would be... This is basically a normal part of an industrial relations dispute of this magnitude, where officers of the Labour Relations Commission would have contacts with the parties virtually regularly, sometimes in some disputes on an hourly basis, testing the waters to see how are things moving, because the key issue for the organisations, the Labour Relations Commission, is the judgment call as to when to intervene. Intervene too early, it may be premature. The parties have to be in the frame of mind in any dispute to be brought together to do a deal, or with the intention of doing a deal. So it will be very normal industrial relations practices for contacts to be made, to test the waters, to see what the position is. But the judgment call is that it was too early. There was no basis for an intervention at that stage. That position, I have no doubt, will continue to be assessed right the way through, virtually on an hourly basis. And there may be something later today, it may be tomorrow, but that is... The process involves the LRC waiting to make the judgment that the parties in any dispute are in a frame of mind to do the deal, and then they will call them in at that stage.
There was a statement today from Junior Minister Alan Kelly. It was a verbal intervention. It was perhaps a more measured intervention than others over the weekend, recognising that there are two sides to the dispute. Will that make any difference?
Well, I think the issues between managers are not insurmountable, but that's the case in any dispute, that all disputes are settled. Ultimately, it's a question of how long it goes on for and the cost of the settlement. So there will undoubtedly be a settlement, and he says they must engage through the Labour Relations Commission to address them, which again is the obvious route to go down. The key issue, as I said earlier, will be the time to bring them together, because you have to assess on the ground. The position also has to be, is what is the view of the members of the unions involved in any dispute out there? It's not necessarily the view of the union leaders. It's because a settlement that would come out of the LRC process would have to go back to the members, and it would be a worst case scenario. It would be a worse situation if a dispute, they brought the parties together and it fell apart or it was rejected. So that nice. Also has to be borne in mind before the decision to call them in. I'm sure they call them in, they will. It's a question of time, when is the most opportune time.
Martin, thank you very much indeed. Martin Wall, industry correspondent of the Irish Times. Meanwhile, the dispute costs the workers €350,000 a day, and Dublin Bus €600,000 net of that €350,000 and sundry fuel costs. That's it from the programme for today. We are leaving you at the earlier time for the next 4 weeks or so of 11:30. Today's broadcast coordinator was Michael Lawless. Sound supervision was by Ciara Murphy and Damien Chanel, and the producer was Conor Kavanagh. Over now to Ronan Collins.